the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Help of Christians, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today in the Gospel we hear once again the account of the betrayal of our Lord and also of this preparation for the great feast which they were about to celebrate and which we're about to celebrate. Between the events recounted here in the Gospel and today, there's been, of course, the monumental change between what they were about to celebrate, the intention being, you know, the Old Testament tradition, remembering the Passover and the Exodus from Egypt, but in our time, after our Lord's sacrifice, now we celebrate the passage from death to life and to resurrection. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is by the scholars of Scripture called the third oracle of the servant of the Lord. And in it we hear about the suffering servant who yet speaks a word to the weary, a word that will rouse them. And this is the good word of the gospel of life that was given to us by the suffering servant, and it describes all that he had to bear, having been chosen by God to be the one by whom we are saved. And he begins in all that he suffers. He says, "The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced." And this is what we have to learn from Christ, truly that confidence in God, that the Lord God will sustain us in whatever difficulties we have to face. The reflection today, the second reading from the Office of Readings, a reflection by St. Augustine on the Gospel of John, was about the meaning of returning to God the same love that we have been given by the Lord. He points out, of course, you know, our Lord's teaching, "No one has greater love than the man who lays down his life for his friends." And then he cites the book of Proverbs. "If you sit down to eat at the table of a ruler, observe carefully what is set before you. Then stretch out your hand, knowing that you must provide the same kind of meal yourself." All of us, every time we come to the Holy Mass, which is the reenactment of the sacrifice of our Lord and the Last Supper in which he fed his disciples, his own flesh and blood, we too sit down at this table and stretch out our hand. And we must remember the word of God, that we must be prepared to return in kind that same kind of meal. And St. Augustine goes on to explain that it's really a call to martyrdom, to lay down our life for our brothers, just as our Lord taught us. And as we heard in the gospel, even at that very first Holy Communion, at the Last Supper of our Lord, there was one who received unworthily and as a sacrilege the one who then betrayed him, Judas. And so we too must always be on guard against becoming like Judas, faithless traitors to our Lord. And we can do that, of course, with the help of the Lord, with our own vigilance over our own spirit through frequent prayer, and also particularly now as we are at the end of Lent, coming up to the Feast of the Resurrection, let's remember also the precept and the possibility to confess once again and be freed of any guilt that we carry with us so that we can receive our Lord worthily at Easter. The word that rouses our weary spirits is the word of life, the promise of eternal life that our Lord offers us, which is ours to receive if we are simply faithful to him to the end. We pray to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all graces, that grace of fidelity in life and final perseverance in death. Praise be Jesus and Mary.